Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time, they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This week, Shinnecock Hills Golf Club on Long Island, New York, plays host to the 126th U.S. Open.
It's our distinct honor to present the Jack Nicklaus Medal to the United States Open champion, Brooks Koepka.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Dirt and Sprague.
It gets boring from like hole 5 to 12. You're just like, where am I right now?
With Andy Dirt Johnson.
I got the dad bod going. I'm not worried about it anymore.
And Brandon Sprague.
I can't tell you how nice it feels when you just get one off the tee and it's in the fairway.
U.S. Open Week on The Fan is brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club. There's no better course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com. Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 FM and 1080 AM. The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader. 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Hello, happy Tuesday, everybody. How we doing?
What is happening?
I see you on this beautiful little Tuesday morning.
It's a nice little Tuesday morning, other than I got stuck behind somebody going 12 miles an hour for half my drive to work, and there is nothing more frustrating than that. Nothing. That one gets me more than any. When you're like
the unnecessary
slow driver.
Whether
it's intentional or unintentional, I don't care. If you don't know where you're going, that's on you. Pull over and figure it out. If the speed limit is over 25 and you're going less than half that, we're going to have some issues.
Okay,
I'm not a honk guy, yeah. But that's the only time that I will be on your ass like white on rice.
Would you rather have the unnecessarily slow driver or the uber aggressive driver?
The guy whizzing in and out of lanes.
Whizzing, getting on your ass, flashing you, get out of my way.
I'd prefer that guy because he's going to go by me and then I won't have to see him again. See you later.
But what if you try to get over and then he cuts over?
Then you're over there.
Now you're in the same spot.
Look, it's not great either. I'm not a fan of that guy. Mm. That guy's also a jackass. I just, why is there the need to drive that slow? I don't understand it.
Did you eventually see who was driving?
I did not. I ended up, it was down around here, so it was in our little pocket in our little neighborhood down here, the Pearl.
Our speed limit here is like
It's not very fast.
You can go 25 miles an hour and be okay. There was not a single car or person on the road in front of you.
I think most people drive 20 around here.
And I'm okay with 20.
It's
can
like
live
a school zone to them.
I can live with 20. 12 I can't live with.
12 is
12
pretty
bad. I can walk 12 miles an hour. I can't, but I feel like I can. But when you're driving 12 miles an hour,
you feel like
I could get out of my car and walk alongside this at the exact same speed. Can we just five more complete? Can we get to 18? Can I do 18 this morning?
The funny thing is, you're right. 10 to 12 feels like something you're like, dude, this is jog speed. Like
you're crawling.
And then you actually sprint as fast as you can. How fast am I going? 13.
I turn the treadmill on all the way up to 10 and I can barely keep up and I'm falling over, but I feel like I can walk this fast. Can we pick up the pace a little bit, man?
Yeah,
Come on, people.
That's a bummer way to start a Tuesday.
Not a good way to start a Tuesday, but we're here. We power through.
We're doing all right.
We're ready to go.
I had the worst question asked yesterday to me. So what do you want for Father's Day?
Oh, that's not good. You don't need anything. I don't need anything.
That's kind of what I said.
Yeah,
I'm
good.
It's my standard go-to answer for every holiday or birthday. Yeah,
can I go play golf? Like, can that count?
That already happened because this weekend is crazy busy, so it's not going to be.
So last weekend was the golf weekend?
Last week was the golf week, yeah.
So you got your rounds in for Father's Day ahead of time, and now there's no time for activities.
It's not doable this weekend, and so she's like, well, what gift do you want? I was like, let me noodle on that.
Yeah.
To which I'm going to come up with no answer.
No.
I don't need anything, and I don't know what I want.
No, I'm the same exact way. There's a part of me that almost despises at this point holidays when they come around for this reason. I like the idea of giving gifts. I just don't ever think about what I need, what I want. And then you end up being like the bad guy to a certain extent of like, well, I need something. You got to give me something.
Right.
It's like, well, I don't need it. I don't have anything. I don't need anything. So you don't need to buy me anything. So I don't need something.
Well, the thing that's
make
difficult.
Make me a breakfast. How about that?
Well, it's Sunday, right? What's Sunday's date? Is that the
23rd, I think, is Sunday?
The 23rd?
22nd? 21st?
So Sunday would be
21st. Father's Day is the 21st. Yeah.
The problem with that day is my wife's birthday is the next Saturday. So everything has been more about...
Right, you're totally overshadowed.
And I think she did this to me on purpose because
She was born on that day on purpose?
No, a week after
Father's Day?
No.
I'm going to hold this over your head for the rest of your life.
So it's the big 4-0 for her, and she proposed it. It's not a big deal to her, but like it's 40, right? That's a number.
I feel like everybody who turns 40 says the same thing. It's not that big of a deal, but internally you're probably like, damn, it's a big deal.
That's a number that's going to hit, and it's going to go... Yeah. Dude, 40?
40?
Already? This is too fast. So it's the 40. And I'm trying to plan. The initial plan that I had, I thought was a great plan, got completely vetoed and poo-pooed.
Uh-oh.
And I went,
we're 0 for 1.
But I'm not going to give up, right?
Right.
So I'm coming up with this other plan.
Plan 2.
And I already got her gift because it was going to be a gift I was going to give her. But then she brings it up. She goes, can you get me this? And I was like, I was trying to surprise you with it.
And now, surprise is gone. Now when I buy the gift, you're going to think the only reason I bought the gift was because you asked for it.
I think she trusts me enough to know that I would have got it. But it still was odd that she asked instead of just maybe wait and see. Maybe wait and see there.
All the steam of the gift is off now. The surprise, the excitement, it's all gone.
Well, my oldest is trying to get her a gift now. And then she is like, basically, she said out loud 2-3 days ago, she goes, you're the worst person to get a gift for. And so I have a sneaking suspicion theory. She won't agree with this. She thinks I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
I have a theory based on yesterday's random question that she did that to prove that I'm also difficult.
That you're hard to buy a gift for.
And she dropped the line. She goes, you know, I get a lot of grief. You're not easy. And I go, no, the difference is you get everything you want or need anytime.
Yes.
I don't buy anything.
No.
I don't know what I want. I don't think I want anything. And if you get me a gift, I tend to go, oh, that's actually dope. I could use that.
That was a good idea. Never would have thought about that.
Whereas, like, if we get you a gift, you either bought it already or it's not something you really want at all.
It's already in my wish list. It's already in my cart. I already had one on the way.
It's a gift hell I'm living in here.
This is one of the reasons, too, why as we've gone on in our relationship, I've gotten to the point where I try as hard as I can. Now, sometimes you strike out. I have a pretty universal, like, can we not do gifts? Can we just not do
it? But you can't eliminate it.
You can to a certain extent.
No, you can't, though.
You can't. We can do nice.
She probably loves buying you gifts.
I'm sure she does.
Okay. So why are you going to take that away from her?
Because I don't need anything.
I know, but when she gives you something, percentage... do you find yourself going, oh, I like that, actually?
It's not 100% of the time.
I shouldn't have thrown that
it's
at you.
It's not 100% of the time.
I shouldn't have been thrown that at you off the
Often,
air.
Yes, of course, I love the gift, but I would be lying to you if
you
I told
me.
You there are times that I'm like, why? I don't need. Okay, thank you.
I just find it it's such an opposite situation.
Yeah.
Where I'm not good at thinking about things I want. I'm thinking about other things. I'm thinking about the show. I'm thinking about my yard.
What am I cooking for dinner tonight?
I'm thinking about what I'm making
and nobody's
for dinner.
Helping me come up with that plan, and I got to come up with it every day.
And then they're going to complain about that idea.
Oh, we're doing this? I have a food aversion of this right now.
We had that last Thursday. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot.
I'm not making two dinners every night. It's not happening.
It's that, right? It's other stuff. I don't think... You know what I need? I need pants.
Right. You know what I could use right now?
I need a sweater. I don't think about that stuff. If I buy anything for myself, it's just, oh, I kind of like this. I'm going to buy this.
Yeah, the most essential gifts that I will get, that I will never buy socks or underwear for myself, not because of some rule, just because I'm lazy and we wear them till the wheels fall off, baby.
I have the same.
And it's the only time of year, she's the only person that buys me socks and underwear. Mm. And it's when I open them, I'm like, thank God. We needed that. We are on thin ice over here. We got some holes in places. You ain't supposed to have holes right now. And I could desperately use like four new pairs of underwear.
I went on a Swigard shirtless run yesterday.
Ooh, it probably felt delightful. Nice and hot.
No, it didn't, actually. I almost blacked out. I was in a rage. I did too hard of a run.
It was warm yesterday.
It was, yeah.
It was weird, too, because it kind
of... Very warm.
It sneaks up on you because it wasn't quite as sunny. Like, I walked outside at one point, and I was like, hey, it's not that bad out here.
It felt smoky.
It did feel a little smoky.
When we left.
Yeah, well, the wind blows the opposite way, so when we get the east wind, we don't have that cool marine...
You gotta have that marine layer.
...layer coming in.
Need that ocean air.
Then we turn... That's when we turn into the Easy Bake Oven here.
Well, we didn't have... that, so I go on this run, I get done with it, right? After I cool down, I'm finally not sweating anymore. I'm like, all right, shower power. I noticed that, and I felt weird on my run. I'm like, dude, there, it just had an odd feel, you know, something was off. I couldn't quite grasp what was happening, and then I realized that there was a hole exactly where my two bits were, and so they were dangling
out
while the sergeant friend was kind of like placed down.
Yeah,
it was an odd feeling, and it didn't feel comfortable.
Hey, no.
So it was like, I looked down, and it's just a giant hole, and I'm like, well, these are done.
These are just dangling down through
here.
I put
it in my dirty clothes pile.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
need a little talc after
maybe
that.
Maybe one washing machine and dryer cycle will fix that hole. You never know,
It'll stitch it
You never
right
know.
Up.
It could kind of come together, and the fabrics will connect again, and you got a good pair of underwear out of that deal. Look at that.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe if she got me underwear, that'd be a good gift, to your point.
Yeah, I'm just to the point now, like, because Father's Day, obviously, she wanted to do something golf related, but she doesn't know or understand like booking the idea of booking tee times. So she asked me to book the tee time for Father's Day for her as a gift for me, if that makes sense. She's like, do you want to go play golf on Father's Day? I said, yeah. And she said, well, I was going to surprise you, but I don't know how to book a tee time. So can you do it? I said, sure, I'll do it. Yeah.
Does she not have our phone numbers? Does she not realize we would be more than happy?
Call and book a tee time. I mean, she could have called her dad too, but then she didn't know what time we wanted to play. And I was like, don't worry, I got this. So I booked a tee time and I'm like, that's all I need. Now I'm good. I'm all set. Don't worry about buying me anything.
So is that the gift?
That's the gift. I just want an afternoon of golf. It's not too much to ask.
This is an odd thing to say. I'm well aware. The reason I also wanted to play last week, not just because I knew the weekend was going to be busy.
You got US Open fever. You're going to be right in front of the screen
You can't
Shinnecock's
wait for the
finish.
Final round of Shinnecock.
Is somebody going to have a four-wood like Corey Pavin?
Damn, how'd you guys know?
Somebody's going to make a double bogey to win it at plus six.
How'd you know that's what I wanted to do all weekend?
I knew you. I know you, boo.
But it feels a little odd that on Father's Day, you're just gone from your family for 80% of the day.
What do you want as a gift? To be away from you
for
5 hours? Is that too much to ask?
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, my gift wants to be away from my family.
A little peace and quiet. That's not too much to ask.
I'm not mad
at
people. I did. I've done it for years.
It's a counties, right?
I was thinking about it. I'm like, it's going to be too busy, but also, it is funny that on Father's Day, I'm like, see ya. 7 hours.
I'm going to be gone all afternoon. I promise I won't go to the 19th hole. I promise I won't. won't be there for
I'm
an hour.
Definitely not going to play 27 today.
Have,
a,
have another
about?
Beer or two after the round.
It no won't chance.
Have, it is a funny feeling. It's not necessarily wanting to be away from the family. It's more about like the only, not the only thing, but like outside of being with family. And
that's
the little,
what you do.
Like,
it's
that's
your
what
hobby.
Brings me joy. That's yeah. what, like, where is my happy place? It's yes. standing from 170 yards out with a 7-iron in my hand trying to make a birdie, and I'm 12 over through five holes.
Yeah.
That's my happy place, and it's 83 degrees, and I got my speaker playing, and I got a cold beer in my hand. That feels good. That makes me feel satisfied in life, and so that's what I want to do for Father's Day.
Yeah, that's. I mean, it's a good gift. It's a great gift.
Not a bad gift.
It's a gift I've had for years.
The toughest part, though, and I mean, we talked about this at Mother's Day, like for these kind of holidays, is trying to make everybody happy. It's not an easy thing to do because you got dads, you got father-in-laws, you got you're a dad, so you want to be appreciated. It's hard to fit that all into one weekend.
Well,
because he wants to see her dad. I want to see my dad.
Sure.
I want to spend time with my kid on Father's
but you
Day.
But you take precedent. You are the yes. number one
I mean,
on the day.
Look at me. I'm the big cheese.
Right.
I'm the father in the family.
Teddy ball game don't exist.
That's right.
Without you.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
I got swimmers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They be swimming.
Little Wyatt ain't coming along.
Nope, you're welcome.
Without you.
You're welcome.
Now, if you want to schedule like an hour go hangout session with your dad, go do that.
Sure, go grab a beer.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Walk around on the weekend.
I would argue between us, the two of us, you actually, you're more obligated. Not that you don't enjoy it,
mm-hmm.
but you have more of an obligation because guess what? Everybody in your life golfs.
That is very true.
I only have and a half people in my life that golf.
Yeah, I got to figure out if my dad can play because then I might be able to kill two birds with one stone and invite both dads to the round of golf and then bingo, bango, bongo.
But then she doesn't see her dad. That's more, you're hanging out with her dad.
That's true.
He might be like, Andy, that's we're true. Coming over after the round, and you're like, God, it's 5 hours, and I love you, but
that's true.
It's been 5 hours.
It might be a little late on a Sunday, too. You know me. My Sunday scaries kick in the middle of the day. I'm out.
I know.
Anything after 4 o'clock, it's Sunday scary territory, okay? We're getting ready for the week. I'm not thinking about anything else. I've unplugged for 2 days. What have I missed? I got to get ready for shows. Like, it's 4 o'clock, dude. It's time to go to work, man. I don't have time for barbecues on Sunday nights.
I do love the Sunday scaries kicking in for you as early as they do. What? Anything past noon? I'm out. I'm terrified.
I'm trying to get into bed at 8 o'clock, all right? Yeah. I only got 4 hours left in my weekend. I got to cook dinner. I got to clean up. I got a show prep, man. There's a lot on my plate right now.
Dare to dream, my man.
Dare to dream.
I went to bed at 10:15 last night. My wife was like, do you want to go to game night at my sister's house? And I was like, you know what? Actually, fine.
All right,
I walked over. It was 8:45. Yeah. The sun is still out. And I'm like, this just... It doesn't feel right to be in bed.
This time of year is really challenging. It's great because you get up in the morning and you're greeted with some sunshine and some warmth.
It's nice to have the light on the deck.
Like, I've even occasionally had to put the sunglasses on because you get the glare of the sun off of a building in the wrong direction. You're like, whoa, kind of blinds you a little bit. So that part of it is nice. But the idea of going to bed while the sun is still out is it's a little depressing.
I'm with you there.
Because you can still see it peeking through the curtains. We don't have blackout curtains. And you're like, I know it's time for me to go to bed, but it feels like it's the middle of the day right now. And I want to go back outside.
As I'm driving in and I'm passing the 12-mile-an-hour people on the freeways, I am wondering how many of us early grinders out there are not going to bed like before 9:30.
Right.
Because of this situation.
Right.
It's nice out.
Yes.
The sun's out.
Your kids are playing. Like, if you have older kids, too, they're out playing. Like, the kids in our neighborhood are out. It's not super late. It's not annoying. They don't stay out till like 10 o'clock. But they're out there running around the streets till 9:30 at night.
Just maybe later.
Because it's summertime, and they're out kicking balls around and shooting hoops and playing soccer.
I know.
Like, it's nonstop. They never go inside until it's basically time to go to bed, and it's dark out.
I also love a good sunset, so it's like when it's 9:40, but it's still not bright, but, like, it's still light out.
Yeah, you want to see a sunset.
I just like the vibe of it, and I'm like, it's 9:40?
Makes you feel like you're on a tropical vacation.
Should have been in bed an hour ago.
What is happening right now?
Doesn't exist.
Somebody said, I got home at 7:30 on Sunday. It was the worst thing ever. Tell me about it, dude. 7:30 on a Sunday, that's too late.
You think 7:30 is too late on
getting
a Sunday?
Getting home at 7:30, too late. Too late.
Yeah, I didn't get to bed. I didn't get home till 7:30.
I know.
I
you
busy.
Asked me to do something on Sunday, and I'm like, nah, it's too late for me, man. I can't.
Yeah, you're like, I got scary. Nah. I'm like, really?
I'm not going to get done till 7:30, and then you got to drive home.
Yeah, it was
then you
got to
see the family, and they want to see that. Just now everything's delayed. I'm not going to bed till 11 o'clock.
I mean, I didn't go to bed till about like 10:05.
Right?
You're not wrong.
It carries over.
You're not wrong on that.
You get these weeks, too, where they like the bad nights of sleep build up, and then by the end of the week, you just want to melt into a ball because it kind of, it always stacks. You go, it's like 11 o'clock. o'clock Monday, 10:30 Tuesday. Next thing you know, by the time Thursday happens, you're just like, oh,
dude,
my
Thursday,
God.
Friday is.
I've
just
had like 12 hours of sleep this week, and I need I need some help, stat. This is not good.
Hops weeks will do that.
Like, yes.
Tuesday, Wednesday, you're probably okay, unless you get like some, if you get a late night extra innings or something, but.
You do it twice a year. You put yourself in this situation twice. You get those pilot games, too.
Yeah, that was different this year because we did, because I didn't travel necessarily like I used to all the men's games. So we did all the home men's and women's games. And so if they would play back-to-back nights.
Did you end up calling more games because of the women's games?
Absolutely. I called.
Did you get paid more?
Yeah. I mean, okay. I get paid per game.
Okay, so you did get paid for the women's game.
Yes.
It wasn't like, hey,
I get paid per game.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But, yeah, when you come in on pilots or hop seasons, I can look at you and be like, that went 10 innings last night.
That was a long one last night.
That was an overtime thriller that they lost again.
The one-offs are okay to overcome because you can take a nap or you
power through.
You know,
if you
go
have a game on
the next
Tuesday
night,
and then you have a game Friday.
Yeah, if it stacks up on you.
You can get a nap the next day and kind of recover.
Oh, buddy.
I love that when I take a power nap somewhere and I could sleep anywhere, 20-minute nap, boom, there you go. I love when someone goes, why are you tired?
Yeah.
What? What kind of a stupid-ass question was that?
Why do you think I'm tired?
First of all, who isn't tired?
Who isn't tired?
Anybody over the age of 28 is tired.
Exactly. I'm always tired.
I can't remember who it was. Somebody that just turned like 31. Or no, you know what? It wasn't 31. It's lowercase.
Mm.
I see lowercase the other day. I'm taking a, you know, it's a commercial break. So I walk out. I'm like, what's up, Casey? How you doing? He's like, how you doing? I was like, what'd you do yesterday?
That's
like,
a pretty good Casey impression right there.
He's just like, I played softball last night. And he goes, my back's kind of hurting. And I go, oh, brother.
Welcome to the club, buddy.
You have no idea
what's in store for
how
you.
How much worse it's going to get from you from here. And he goes, yeah, well. And I was like, all you're going to have to live for are golf rounds and softball.
That's right.
That's it, dude. That's and then we're going to die.
Yeah,
and
Memorial Day.
You got golf and softball, and then you die.
And then you die. And he had a look
bowling.
Like,
you can throw some bowling in there.
You can bowl
I guess,
want, yeah.
maybe. You know, Tuesday night bowling, that's what you want to do.
That tickles your fancy.
And he just looked at me like, with such like a realization of, damn, he's right.
He's
this
right.
Is all I have
Doesn't
left.
Get any easier. What? Doesn't get better.
College is done, buddy.
I went and played goalie indoor soccer on Memorial Day. We had a little reunion thing from like the original indoor soccer team we had like 20 years ago. I was sore for 4 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
Dude, I have that for the first like two rounds of golf that I play every spring. I'm ashamed at how sore I am.
Oh, yeah. In your
ashamed.
Back.
I don't want to admit it. I don't want to talk about
you're
it.
You're like, oh, I haven't used those muscles
dude,
for
if you
a while.
Play like twice in 4 days, you can't like, yeah, my back is sore for a week.
I started walking my last round that I played. I walked, and I'm not going to lie, by hole 15, I went, my knee kind of hurts.
Yeah, it's kind of.
Might be golf cart time soon. 10 years from it.
Last time I played golf with a buddy, the same conversation was had on the 16th hole. It was like, can I ask something in the trust tree here? Are we that far off from being cart people?
We're broken.
You can't ask that on the front nine because
no,
you'll get laughed
no,
off of like,
can't.
Oh, don't be a fat ass, walk. You'll be okay. But by the time you get to the 16th hole, everybody's in unison.
Well, it's a delightful little Tuesday, it's good to be in. Tuesdays, of course.
Mail Sack.
Brought to you by Sparta TRT. Get those Mail Sack questions in at 503-864-6326. We got quite the busy show. Let's start with the World Cup. Got some fun with audio in the World Cup. Start with some of what happened yesterday. Dirt and Spray, good to be with you. 105.1, The Fan.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague with you. 628 on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan. Mail sack questions can be thrown in at 503-864-6326 or on Twitter at Dirt and Sprague. We will get to the Brendan Sorsby news yesterday. That was a nice little gift of like, all right, let's stop talking about this issue and legalities. And
that story's going to go away.
I'll just leave.
And thank
we're like,
you.
Cool, man. Great decision. Good luck in the supplemental draft. We'll get to that. Got some Blazers on the show sheet.
Ooh.
Read about the Tiago splitter stuff from The Athletic.
Okay.
It's been described as a fumble and a massive mistake by some.
Okay.
And then also, we had a politician on the radio station yesterday.
We did.
Waffling a little bit, but my takeaway is Dirt and Sprague going to be right.
Yeah, I heard they said they were going to have her on early in the show, and I thought, oh, okay, I'm curious to hear how that goes and if it's contentious and if she's, you know, if it's a one side this, one side that argument back. It ended up being a really interesting interview. They did a great job with it, and I'm with you that if you were concerned, I would hope that it would be a reassuring tone that maybe you needed in your life.
Are we still set to have What's-His-Nuts on?
Dude, I've been playing text back and forth with this guy for like 2 weeks.
He's ducking and dodging?
he's pulling a dirt on me, which, you know, I can't be too angry
about.
She's more
in line with the questioning of the funding, where it sounds like this person's more in line with do the funding.
Yes, the person we were going to talk about is or talk to is more about we're going to get this done because it's a good deal.
Yeah.
Let's find a way to get the deal done. She was one of the ones who I thought was more on the fence. I'm with you. And that's why it was so reassuring to hear from.
So we'll get to that today as well. It is a loaded little program. How about the, you bet yesterday live on the air, you bet Cape Verde to win against favorite Spain?
Draw would have been the bet, evidently. I got a little too aggressive.
A 0-0 draw? This is how crazy soccer is. I've enjoyed learning about the sport through the Premier League this year with Nottingham Forest. And I'll admit, it's been a slow roll into the World Cup for me, mainly because I don't know as many things about all these different countries and the rosters. Premier League's a little easier. But in watching that match, I'm like stunned. When I got home, I turned it on. I'm like, how have they not scored?
Is this still happening? They still haven't scored? Yeah.
This is the idea of what soccer is. And I forgot to bring this up yesterday because we talked a little World Cup. So there's an article written, if Spain truly wants to achieve their ultimate of raising the trophy, they need to do the one thing. Fire the coach.
We're firing one game into the World Cup and firing the coach?
One game in. You are correct. Tunisia lost 5-1.
Okay.
Fired their coach.
Get out of here.
The first match of the World Cup group stage, fired the coach.
How long have these coaches been in place?
Some of the guys are returns. Other guys are like,
even for the new ones, but you've been at least on the job technically for 2 years, right?
Because you got to run the program and everything.
There's qualifiers you got to play in. You got to get ready. Like, when did we hire our guy for USA?
It was relative. I don't think it's been a year Pochettino's been on.
Okay,
it
hasn't been that long.
That was a big deal when they announced
it. I remember it being a big deal. That's the funny part for me of like.
It might be right around a year.
Okay, well, even then, like a year, and how many games have you actually played in a year, and then you have one bad outing and you're gone?
Well, but imagine it's hilarious if, like, to me. Tunisia had the same thing. They hired the guy. I didn't see when he got hired, but like, imagine you're there for 1 year, and the first match and you
here
lose
we go, 5-1. Guys. Here we go, guys.
Get the hell out of
You're
here.
You're out. You're done. You're done. It's not happening. It's over.
You know, my theory in the NFL is if you get fired within the first, like, 4 weeks of the season, you never should have been brought back.
Without, because what's the point?
That's what I would say to Tunisia. Why did you have him as the manager?
If you're going to get killed in your first game, will you fire your coach? If you don't play well in your first game, are you going to fire your coach? And if the answer Crazy. Is yes to that, then fire him before the entire thing starts.
New Zealand and Iran, 2-2.
I watched that game last night. Yeah.
Were there any protests? I didn't see.
I did not see any protests.
Okay.
The only protest thing that I've seen that is absolutely hilarious is, and this was not a butt crack thing. It turned into like a social media photo site. I guess in Seattle, outside of their stadium, because they started hosting games.
Yeah.
I think the Iran game was in L.A. That wasn't there. But yeah. Some of the other games the last few days have been there. And USA is obviously there on Friday. Outside of the stadium, they have these cones set up and this, I don't know, with a construction tape almost to basically wall off this area. And there's a sign in there that says designated protest zone.
Oh, they so, like, want them to protest.
If you're
going to
come
section?
Protest the World Cup and everything is, you know, the corruption and all the, you know, this and that, you can come stand in this little square and this is your protest spot. And it turned into a place. I can't remember who was playing in Seattle. I'm sure listeners can help me with that. But their fans.
That was the Belgium Egypt game.
I think it was the Belgium fans were walking into it because nobody was in there.
Because they didn't know what it was?
No, they were just taking like a funny social media post with it and like posing for pictures behind where it said designated protest zone. And it made me laugh out loud.
Yeah, we had nothing but draws yesterday. We had four matches, four draws. I read an article that basically said this is setting up, and it's early, it's the group stage, but people that are covering the sport are noting all of the craziness. That 0-0 tie with Spain and Cape Verde, they're basically saying, like, this might be in an insane World Cup, and we didn't really consider that enough.
Has the transfer portal leveled the playing field? Is that what you're telling me? Has NIL balanced the power at the top, and now anybody can win?
I don't know,
Are we going to have an Indiana this year?
Who's good? Who's good? You know, Germany? Maybe they're the wagon. Maybe we're the wagon. Maybe it's our year to win the whole thing.
Somebody had a tweet last night after that game, because I did. I bet it live on the air. We'll watch it, and I'm like, I don't know anything about soccer. I just know Spain's really good, and I've never heard of this other country, so this seems like a David versus Goliath. I couldn't take my eyes off it when I eventually got home and saw the end of it and was shocked that it ended in a 0-0 draw. And somebody tweeted, I love soccer because you can score zero goals and have it be the best day in the history of your
country.
Did
you see him celebrating Cape Verde? They were hoisting goats.
Yes.
No baby goats. They were picking them up
for a 0-0 draw. Nobody scored.
Like they were Simba.
We just packed the paint and we had Wemby standing in there blocking all the shots. Nobody could score. And it's one of the greatest days we've ever had.
Well, the best part for me is we played the old guy in Lawrence, Kansas, who's like super pro Algeria because they're staying there, right?
The Kansas band learned the Algerian national anthem and played it for them.
I don't think we pulled it because I didn't know how good the audio was, but there was one guy that is in Kansas City and he got the England team to sign the Declaration of Independence.
That's pretty good.
He photocopied it and he goes, I'm going to get him to sign it. And literally, all of them, I don't think they're looking at what they're signing.
Yeah, there's 80 things in front of you.
But he kept coming back. He's like, obviously the big tuna here. We got to get Harry Kane. I got to get Harry Kane signing autograph. Harry Kane just comes up. He goes, Harry, sign the Declaration of Independence. And Harry just like.
Not even paying attention.
Doesn't even care.
Here's my John Hancock.
So it's a good little video bit. We got a bit of audio from all of the fans in the different cities. Let's start with Jameis Winston.
Yes.
He's an on-the-scene live remote reporter, analyst for Fox Sports Soccer.
This guy's career in TV is going to be long and fruitful whenever he is done being a backup quarterback.
Absolutely. And he has a back and forth with somebody from the Netherlands.
We meet so many people that came all across the country, but
I say, hold up, wait a minute.
Black Blockman.
Blockman.
I'm a Blockman.
You're a Blockman.
I'm a black man.
So it was spelled B-L-A-A-K.
That's why I think he tried to say it correctly. Black it just mom. Was also funny that he's saying, I'm black too.
I'm also a black man. All right, how about that?
Here is a Japanese fan, super excited on Fox 4. Where is this swag? Where's the audio
They're
from?
In Texas.
They're in Texas.
They are down
Thank
in,
you.
I believe, in Dallas, Texas right, is where
Japanese
Japan
fan.
I cannot speak English, but I'm excited!
Yeah, baby!
They are into it, dude. Some of the Japanese videos are hilarious.
Can you pull the I don't speak English?
I cannot speak English, but.
Dude, good for trying, man.
I love it.
You imagine
man.
If the World Cup it. Is in Japan and you're that,
that
guy.
That would be me. You're I'd be the opposite.
I don't speak Japanese,
no,
but.
You would say it in Japanese,
Japanese, which
but
I, don't
really
know how to, I don't know how to do.
Here's a French soccer fan discovering Buc-ee's.
I saw the end of the world in the U.S., and it's called Buc-ee's. They say it's a gas station, but that's a lie. A gas station has a sad sandwich and a coffee machine that never works. This place has 120 pumps. 120. Why? Are you refueling the U.S. Air Force? Are you preparing for an alien invasion? That's terrifying. And the mascot is a beaver in a baseball cap. I saw grown men taking photos with a statue of a rodent. In France, we have revolutions. In the U.S., you bow down to a squirrel on steroids. And inside, the aggression. A man with a knife screaming, fresh brisket on the board. Sir, calm down. I just want sparkling water. Don't kill me. But I have a problem. I wanted to hate it. I wanted to be the superior Frenchman snob. But then I ate the beaver nuggets. I don't know what is in them. I think it's sugar, butter, and pure methamphetamine. I ate one, then I had the whole bag in the parking lot like a wild animal. And the toilets, I have to admit it. But they are nicer than my apartment. You could eat the brisket off the floor in the bathroom. It's cleaner than the hospital. So I have failed. I came to judge and I stayed for the snacks. I don't have the hat, but in my heart, I am wearing the hat. God bless the beaver.
God bless the beaver needs to be a drop, too.
Oh, yeah.
Every time they win this year, needs to be a drop.
There was another French guy who I didn't, there was a long, I don't know how
that
many of these are like.
AI-ish.
It's
is that
not
real?
AI, it's real. I mean, I don't know if it's a guy doing like a, you
like
know.
Like a bit.
Yeah, who is the guy, the poop at parties guy that we had in, you know, open
oh,
years ago?
Yeah,
you
yeah,
poop
yeah.
at the party?
Right,
it
right.
It could be kind of like one of those like comedic bits. There was another guy, and again, I don't know how real all these are. It's definitely a guy walking and talking, and he's from France talking about eating the brisket in Texas and how good it is and how it, you know, just basically has totally changed his life.
I'll tell you this, man. I want to ask you guys, if I'm downstairs at your house and you say, what are you doing? And I tell you I'm creaming your toast.
What are you doing down there, Sprig?
I'm creaming your toast.
Creaming your toast! What?
The beaver nuggets.
That's a translation problem right there.
We got a bit
I'm
of an issue.
Cream, what did he say?
I'm creaming your toast?
I think he's
what is a
cream.
Beaver nugget? Do we know what a beaver nugget is? Is that what he said?
That's probably a Buc-ee.
That's
nugget.
Probably like
is that a thing?
Little donut holes.
I've been
or
to
something.
A Buc-ee's, but I don't remember
I've
beaver.
Never
I've never been to a
Buc-ee's.
Buc-ee's. I mean, Buc-ee's are incredible.
They're in the South, right?
They're in
usually?
The. I mean, yeah.
Midwest,
I think they're
South?
Midwest, South, down in Texas. I'm sure. I think they're all. They're just one of those big yeah. gas like restaurant gas station things in the South. They're incredible.
And the final World Cup bit of audio: Scotland has taken over Boston. We noted that there was a couple or a family renting a Airbnb house, and they got up at 6 a.m. and started playing bagpipes. They hung their flags outside. Yesterday, they ended up taking over the Red Sox game. It was Scotland night.
Yeah, it was Scotland night at Fenway.
Smart move by the Red Sox to lean into the crowd
exactly.
that was there. They also have taken over Boston bars, singing some of our favorite American songs.
Take me home, send me please. I will love West Virginia, fight in my life. Take me home,
I love that little Scottish way of like, take me home.
It's so good. They had when that the throng of fans walked into Fenway, like they had bagpipes that were leading
oh, yeah.
them in. It was incredible.
They were all in the little triangle outfield.
Yes,
in the
starting Scottish chants, and they took over the entire concourse. I don't know if it was during the game or after the game, singing all their Scottish.
I don't know if there's any West Virginia boosters, but they might want to ship those guys to Omaha.
Yes. That would be really
send
cool.
Send you on out. Let's go.
I mentioned Norway does the Viking like row thing.
Yes.
Scotland and Norway were both, like, there was a bunch of fans in the same spot, so they lined their chairs on this outside dining patio area, and they pretended the tables were boats, and they all together started doing the row thing.
It's so good. It's one of the things.
It's a dark world, but these people are just trying to enjoy their lives, man. They're having a great time.
They're putting a smile on my face, man. And that's one of the cool parts about the World Cup so far. The entire thing is corrupt, and every story leading into it was negative. Now that we have actual soccer being played and fans like experiencing the United States, that has made me far more interested in the event.
So the World Cup is rip-roaring. It's got a lot of draws, a lot of upsets.
Get Mbappe and Messi today.
How about that? Mbappe and Messi are playing?
They're playing not against each other, but Argentina and France are playing
today. Okay, great. There we go. World Cup rolls on. We'll continue to follow all the festivities going on in the different cities. Coming up next, what in the draft is this? I'll tell you what I mean next on The Fan.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show, How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend, Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in. Did the Blazers fumble Tiago Splitter away? And do we feel more encouraged or less encouraged or the same encouraged? I didn't think about that before.
We'll
I
let
said
that
it.
One sit out the.
You know, we'll just say
I'll allow it. That's. I mean, it makes sense to me.
That's why I used to annoy the living piss out of me when he'd buzzer me on anything grammatically I said incorrect. And I don't think that was correct, but he didn't buzzer me, and I appreciate that.
Same courage. It's a new saying.
It's
courage has not changed.
I have the courage. That's the same. This is a really weird one, and it's a little similar, but I would argue maybe even worse than last year. You recall last year during the NBA draft. We had the story come out that Ace Bailey would only meet with two teams.
Yes.
I forget the teams that I think it was D.C. and
two of the teams
Nets,
near the top, yeah.
Right?
And the top three or four picks.
Or the Pelicans. I can't remember which one it was, but it was those two. And then the Jazz said, we don't care, we're taking you.
Fifth overall pick, you're still there. He was one of the guys that maybe we'll go higher, maybe lower, and he slipped a little bit, and you're there, we're going to take it. We don't care.
How about this one? According to Jeremy Wu, our great friend at ESPN, he is reporting that top draft prospect Darren Peterson is visiting the Wizards, and he will not grant another team a meeting.
Seems like a mistake. I don't quite understand the strategy here. I love the idea of hoping you're the number one pick, and I don't blame you at all for wanting to work out with Washington. I don't understand how it benefits you to not work out for the other teams.
It says,
don't get it.
DeBonce is going to visit the Wizards and the Jazz. Obviously, DeBonce is in Utah, and I think if you told him, he'd want to go to Utah if he could pick.
I think he's been working out with the Jazz for the last year. I think he's well aware of what they got going on.
I think he's been living in Danny Ainge's pool house yes. for like 5 years now.
I'm down in the basement playing PS5.
But he does. Peterson does not plan to visit Utah before the draft, and some are speculating he's going to talk to any other teams. I'm very curious about this because Darren Peterson's an interesting prospect. He's a tall point guard. Mm-hmm. He averaged 20 a game, which is the most ever by a Kansas freshman.
Yep.
He missed 11 games due to injury. He had that weird "take me out, I'm injured." Remember him and Self had that weird back and forth.
Yeah.
But a lot of people comp his skill level to Kyrie. We just watched Jalen Brunson, 6'2 guard, lead a team to an NBA championship. When Utah came up 2 and Washington came up 1, everybody made the same joke. Oh, Ainge isn't going to get their guy because DeBonta's looked at as maybe the number one. I wonder how much of this is playing into he has been told internally Washington would take him if he impresses in workouts.
If you have a good workout.
Because otherwise, I find this a little odd. It's one thing to maybe just want to talk to the number one team the most.
Right.
It's another to not talk to or visit anybody else. And for Peterson, it just seems to be Washington. So I wonder if this ends up shaking out. Washington convinces themselves that he's too big and too high-level skilled.
We got to take him number one.
To take that flyer, I would argue they should,
versus
DeBonta just ending up at the place he wants to be the most, which is Utah.
Yeah, it seems like a win-win for everybody in that case, unless it's Washington not wanting Ace Bailey and they decide they want Boozer instead, then what's going to happen? Now you got a team on the clock at two who you haven't worked out for. If they do take Boozer number one overall, you know DeBonta's going two to Utah just because of the familiarity and fit.
Well, it's a
he would love going there.
Keontae George, DeBonta, Lauri Markkanen,
and it makes sense
Jaren
what
Jackson
they have.
Jr., yeah. Walker Kessler. Like,
dude, that's a good.
That's a nice little nucleus there.
You got some good bones to a roster. And then if you're Peterson, all of a sudden you haven't worked out for three, four, or five, and you're going to go third overall in the draft. I don't know, man. I understand wanting to execute some level of power and control over the situation. I understand the idea of maybe not wanting to live in Salt Lake City. Maybe that's it. Maybe he just doesn't want to live in Utah. It has nothing to do to me with the wins and losses of organizations because Washington has been dog-ass for a long time. It's not like all of a sudden their future's brighter than Utah's. They're both kind of in the same boat with a random vet here or there, some young pieces, and you're hoping next year's the year that you pop. It's not about winning and losing, so it's just strange.
What about Memphis?
I mean, go work out for Memphis. Go work out for Memphis. I don't know why that wouldn't be the case.
Like, Chicago's at four. I don't think it falls out to four, but like,
I would want to more so do it. It's not about necessarily trying to impress because I'm sure if you're in Peterson's shoes, you're hoping you're going to go number one and that's your thought process.
Yeah.
It's more about like, if I do get taken number two at Utah, I kind of want to know what I'm getting into. I want
to
go sit down with their brass,
just
sit down with their coach, hear the idea. Yeah. I don't have to want to come here. But Ace Bailey was there. NBA teams do not care about this. That Utah literally showed that last year. They had a top five pick in the draft, and they took a kid who refused to work out for them.
And then he was refusing reportedly to get there, remember?
And then what happened? They're like, what are you going to do, not play in the NBA?
Exactly.
We're not going to trade you, dude. This is not an Eli Manning situation. This is not going to happen. You're going to come play for us, whether you like it or not. And he showed up, and he scored 14 points per game and had an up-and-down rookie year like we were all guessing. The more interesting angle on Peterson for me is just the idea of all the stuff around him at Kansas, because we've seen players do this before, and we've seen it, you know, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. The idea of what he was in terms of the, does he have that competitive fire? Does he want it? Does he, you know, whatever, does he have that dog in him, whatever stupid cliche you want to come up with? Because we have examples of this going in multiple directions, right? Like, we had these conversations about Shaden when we took him seventh overall. Now, it's different. He didn't play at all. And Peterson did. But I remember that being one of the things of like, man, the guy didn't even want to play college basketball for a year. What does that say about his passion and his work ethic? And he's an incredibly athletic and skilled player, but what's one of the knocks on him? He doesn't always play that hard. He maybe doesn't have the fire burning where he needs it to burn. And then you have guys like Dylan Harper, who had this about him when he was at Rutgers. And people would say, have you seen him warm up? He doesn't care about playing college basketball. This guy's not going to be very good. And he's one of the most impressive rookies I've ever seen in the NBA. And I know that's saying something. And so you just never quite know what the DNA makeup of a guy is. And when you actually get him, will the concerns you have about X, Y, and Z come to fruition? Will they be much ado about nothing?
Right.
If I'm Utah, I'm like, whatever, dude. We're so good. If we think you're the best prospect, we're taking you at two. We don't care if you're going to work out for us
or not.
Well,
I think because of the way the league has become more positionless, Utah's Keontae George, if they loved Darren Peterson's tape, I don't think they care. They're taking best player.
If you think he's the best player,
not
you
positional
take him.
Fit. That, I don't. Yes. Danny Ainge doesn't strike me as guy who ever shows.
Move one of the other guys if you need to.
Figure it out, man.
Like, put it together.
Hey, you know what's good to have? A lot of good basketball players.
Right.
The Peterson thing is interesting because you're right. He does come with some baggage, right? Like if you follow the Kansas journey, there clearly was a weird thing about that, and maybe that wasn't so much Bill Self, it's just the idea he had to play.
What did he come out after the year and say? He said he was dealing with something.
He had like an
injury.
It was
a creatine.
That's what it was. And he was cramping up.
I would say, though, is we did get an example of the dog in him. He played A.J. DeBonta, and I thought he actually busted DeBonta and BYU's ass. Mm. I thought he took that game personal when I watched
it. That's a good point. That was a big top 10 matchup. Yeah.
I'll be very curious to see where this goes. It's a very interesting story because back-to-back drafts now this has popped up. This is just one team and one team only. It's the team with the number one pick.
Yeah.
Have to wait and see if there's more on this. But Darren Peterson, according to Jeremy Wu of ESPN is only going to talk and visit with the Washington Wizards and nobody else in the NBA draft.
It's a week from today, man. I'm excited. I know we don't have a first round pick. That kind of blows.
Could be a big trade day, though.
Could be a big trade day. You could have activity. And, one, two, and three are kind of up in the air right now. Who's going to go where?
Did the Blazers fumble away Tiago Splitter? And do we feel more encouraged, less encouraged, or the same encouraged? Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague, 105.1, The Fan.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.